A man was arrested because of what one of his bumper stickers said, had on it.
Is there a rule or a law against what you put on your car?
I didn't know. I mean, because I've gone places before and people will have like a shirt that has like the F word on it. And I'm like, well, it's probably not the best idea to be walking around Target with your F word shirt, you know, but.
But do you pay a lot of attention to bumper stickers? Because I see cars all the time with so many bumper stickers and I think, why?
Well, if there's too many, it's like, okay, well, you're trying to sell everything, you sell nothing. But if there's one, I might read it.
You might pay attention more. Okay.
Especially if it's like Hillary on it. Then I like smash into the car.
What is the matter with you?
Just kidding.
Are you?
No, I'm just kidding.
You're not.
I am not like that. I'm not like the extreme.
But it's weird that that's your example. If you're not like that, it's weird that that's your example.
My point is, I know for a fact that a lot of people that have Trump bumper stickers on their car have been vandalized. So I'm just saying the opposite.
That's true.
That doesn't really typically happen when the Hillary bumper sticker was on the car.
The rest of the show is able to go non-political for like ever.
When did I go political?
You smashed 20 seconds ago.
You were talking about bumper stickers.
You are the king of evasion and loopholes.
Yes. Well, the man, and I can't even say, well, what he had on his bumper sticker, and it was just, I've seen the back of his car. It was one bumper sticker. And it was
just
kinda,
the one.
It's kind of big. It says, if you have young kids in the car, you want to turn it down. 3, 2, 1. I eat ASS.
Isolate that, please.
Okay.
I'd like to use that against Jared at some point. Thank you.
But that's what his bumper sticker said.
A Florida man who was arrested after police told him to take down an obscene sticker plans to fight the charges. Dylan Webb had the sticker on his truck. It crudely described a sexual appetite. Webb says the police officer violated his rights to free speech. He was charged with violating Florida's obscene law.
So they have obscenity law there.
Who knew?
But I don't know. Like, who decides? Because the police officer also went on to say when he's like, how do you explain this to a kid if he sees it? Or you have a kid in your car, you know, why are you doing, you know, why are you doing this thing? And the guy was like, and then the police officer gave him a chance. Said, can you remove one of the S's from ASS and I'll let you go? And he's like, no.
Not doing it.
This is what I do.
He says it's his free speech.
Yeah, it's free speech.
Well, what if you're just driving through Florida and you don't know about the law that they have?
These are
then
all,
you get in trouble?
Yeah, good questions. Called ignorance of the law.
Oh, look at Jason.
He's been arrested a few times.
He's familiar with.
He probably claimed it a bunch.
I can't bring my gun on this plane. Weird.
Oh, weird.
I didn't know that.
You know me. It's my duty to please that booty.
All right. So we do have our official attorney. She's just,
oh, good.
That's what she went to law school for. Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm so pleased I get to follow the my duty to please the booty.
Yeah, just for
that's
you.
Classic. Just for me. Hey, so this is Florida's obscenity law is similar to obscenity laws that we see in states all over the U.S. It's not that unique. And, you know, what happened with this guy is at first the officer wrote him a citation for violating the obscenity law. And you know, normally then you would go on your way and you would later appear to have that citation heard in court. But then, like you said, the deputy said, remove one of the letters. The guy refused. And then he arrested him. Not for the obscenity law, but for resisting a police officer, which is kind of, you know, not exactly what, I don't think that's exactly what was going on here. So I would look for that charge to be dropped for sure. Now, I think Florida's going to press their obscenity law charge against him. I think they are likely to lose there, too, because obscenity has been, it's been litigated forever. Gone to the Supreme Court many, many times, and it's very difficult to define.
Right.
And the current test is called the Miller test, and the Miller test is it's a pretty hard standard. And essentially, what the Miller court said was that in order for something to be prohibited dissemination of obscene material, it has to be patently offensive, hardcore sexual content.
Wow.
And that's not what we see here. And so under the Miller test, a lot of material, pornography, you know, movies, books, all sorts of things have been held to not be obscene. Obscenity is a pretty hard standard. So
no
here,
pun intended.
What this is, yeah, exactly.
See what I mean?
Jeez, Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
What they're really trying to do here is regulate indecent speech, but that's not what the Florida statute tries to do. Because you guys know from the business you're in that indecent speech can be regulated. That's why we can't even say this on the air, right? What we're
Correct.
Talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the FCC regulates indecent speech, and that's been upheld lots of different ways. You know, there was the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction. There was a huge fine involved in that. There have been instances where celebrities have slipped and said bad words. And, you know, if it's during certain hours on television when children might be watching, that's prohibited. And that's all perfectly constitutional, but that's not what the Florida statute here is trying to do. It's an obscenity statute. This doesn't qualify as obscenity under the Miller test. And so I think ultimately the guy is going to be okay. And like you said, you see people going around with T-shirts, bumper stickers, things like that, that say something nasty. That's not considered obscene under our laws. That's, you know, it's in poor taste, and it can be regulated by private actors, not public actors. In other words, like, you know, you can't go into a Disney park with something obscene on your shirt. They won't let you in.
Okay.
They're well within their rights to do that, but you can't be told you can't drive down the street with that on your T-shirt.
Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if, like, you go into a restaurant, you have some nasty thing on your shirt, they, mm-hmm. the restaurant could...
They can refuse. Yep, they can say, refuse because that's not government action. What, you know, First Amendment is protection against free speech from government action, but private citizens can tell you all day long, you can't come in my store, you can't come in my business, you can't come in my theme park with that on your shirt or on your car.
All right.
Wow. Well,
Lisa Lanier, we always learn something. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.
Bored was that officer. You know, like that was what you did today.
He's probably stuck behind him in traffic. And he saw the bumper sticker that says, I eat ASS.
The mm-hmm. A word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the A word. And he was like,
I mean, is that, I don't, none of the police officers I know strive to like make that call, you know? I think that's what I'm doing today.
It's a lot of paperwork. We probably thought, hey, I get this guy to take it off maybe. And the guy's like, I ain't doing that.
Wow.
I'm proud of what I do.
All right.
I'm freak nasty. So, intern Hugs would do something like that.
He would, because he would think it would be funny, or somebody would give it to him. He wouldn't think about it.
Right. Because we know he recently downloaded the Weeds Map app.
Oh, yeah, true.
No lie.
When he was in California.
When he was in California buying legal weed every single day he was there to smoke weed at least twice a day. We don't do drugs, what we're saying, but Hugs, I mean, I don't know if the drugs hurt him. It actually might help him.
I don't know. And if you're going to do drugs, at least do them where they're legal, I suppose.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. Try to bring them back. So that's good news.
Which I'm surprised he didn't.
Me too. I am.
He actually thought that through. Yeah. Or he just lied about it.
I bought it in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He could have lied about it.
Yeah, which he probably did.
He probably did.
His whole brick or whatever in his.
You've been watching Narcos.
Yeah, I've seen all the seasons of Narcos.